before we took this parenthesis to kind of talk about the AT, you were telling us why you were doing it, and you were sharing that spiritual growth, getting closer to the Lord again, was one of the things that you wanted to pursue. You talked about the physical aspects. You talked about the world vision connection. How has that all been working out for you in terms of accomplishing those objectives?
At first, I mean, practically speaking, I started out with just an audio Bible. Mm-hmm. Got a little MP3 player, so I was able to download, you know, most of the New Testament and part of the Old Testament. And I also have downloaded several sermons from favorite preachers and teachers. So it's interesting, you know, you can get through entire books of the New Testament, entire Gospels. You know, you can listen to several of them if you wanted while walking. One of the first things I did actually was listen to the Gospel of John, as well as a pastor named Mark Driscoll in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I think it was in between, it was up to about 34 sermons just on the Gospel of John. So I would listen to a chapter and then listen to a sermon, and that actually took up about a month of time. But just being able to dedicate that much time to listening to Scripture and teaching, it really has been amazing, and it's been refreshing. I know not everyone has that type of time, and I haven't felt like I've had that type of time since sitting in, you know, Bible classes at Cedarville. But it's been good to refresh my mind and refresh my memory.
All right, well, what struggles have you faced?
Let's start with the physical struggles. Mm-hmm. I am by no means an athlete. I actually studied piano at Cedarville, and for some reason, pressing all those piano pedals never gave me that sculpt physique that I was looking for, so I didn't exactly start this hike in the best of shape. You do get in shape as you hike and increase your mileage as the days and weeks go on. But I did have an injury in the middle of May. The symptoms were basically leading to shin splints, which is just a very painful, just a very sensitive, painful area on the front lower portion of your leg that you feel at every step you take. Just a sharp pain every step. And that resulted in me taking a couple days off to rest, lots of ice, lots of ibuprofen, which we hikers refer to as vitamin I. So there's been that injury. My right arch and my foot is starting to hurt. I just got new shoes about a week and a half ago, and I'm not in love with my new shoes yet, and they're causing me more pain than joy, so that's been a little difficult to adjust to. But you do face, most people face some sort of physical pain or something to overcome throughout. Other challenges is just sometimes there's loneliness. You do see hikers every day. At the end of most days, people kind of arrive at a shelter, which the shelter is just a three-walled building with a roof that if you don't want to set up your tent, you can put your sleeping bag and a pad in there. There's normally a camp, you know, a fire area and a picnic table. So you see people at the end of the day, but during hiking hours, you can go hours and hours on end and not see a person, and that's when you start to think about your friends and family back home, and it can be a pretty lonely experience. And then overall, just, you know, when it's you and your thoughts for hours on end, you questions come up and thoughts and voices come up that you really hadn't listened to in a while, perhaps, and lots of doubt and lots of fear, at least for my hike, just doubts about, is this what I'm supposed to be doing, or have I made the right decisions along the way? Is there something God would prefer me do, or am I, you know, on his path? There's lots of doubt that can creep in about the purpose behind the hike.
Thanks for sharing so openly, Chris. Can you stay with us for one more segment this afternoon?
Sure.